In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Welcome you. Right now it's the Mercy Hour, 3 p.m. It's the time in which we think about the great love of Christ for us, that he died on the cross, shedding every drop of his precious blood for the salvation of the whole world, but also he suffered for each and every one of us individually. How great is God's mercy for us. So I'd like to offer prayer related to our Ignatian Forum that we just finished a couple minutes ago. I'd like to pray that that people that are going through a real search for the truth, in honor of St. Augustine and St. John Newman, some of these great saints, that they would find the truth in the Catholic Church and in the sacraments. So that'll be my intention. Eric, do you have an intention?
Yes, my intention is really just for myself and all of us to really just really take advantage of the wonder that God has given us in his creation, and to really look at creation as we do in the spiritual exercises to help us bring closer to the author and the artist of our lives.
Beautiful. Mary, do you have an intention today?
I do. My intention is that I would hope in this difficult time of where everyone has their struggles, that we would be able to see all of God's creation, including the human person, as Eric spoke about, and the baby in the womb, but all of creation, the magnificent gift God is, our Father God, has created for us and given us, and we would just have a heart of gratitude. You know, the purpose of the exercises is to ultimately to have gratitude to God, and that all of this could bring us gratitude in the midst of our struggles.
So I'm going to spend about 20 seconds in silence so you can formulate your own intentions, and we'll pray the Chaplet of Divine Mercy. Chaplet of Divine Mercy. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, crucified, died, and was buried, descended into hell, the third day rose again from the dead, ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. Mary shall come to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood,
soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
The sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
The sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
The sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
The sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
The sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
The sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
The sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
The sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal Father,
I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
mercy on us and on the whole world.
Sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal Father,
I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
Sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
The sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
The sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
The sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
The sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
The sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
The sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
The sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
The sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
The sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal Father,
I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
The sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
The sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
The sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
The sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
The sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
The sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
The sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us. And on the whole world.
For sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the
Eternal Father,
I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God.
Holy Mighty One. Holy Immortal One. Have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One. Have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One. Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Jesus,
I trust in you.
Jesus,
I trust in you.
Jesus,
I trust in you. The reading today from section 93. Of St. Faustina's diary, which is a short version of the Catechism of the Vows, and this is in a question and answer format in her diary. What is a vow? A vow is a voluntary promise made to God to carry out a more perfect act. Question: is a vow binding in a matter which is the object of a commandment? Yes, the carrying out of an act which is the object of a commandment has a double value and merit, and the neglect of such an act is a double transgression and evil, because by breaking such a vow, we add to the sin against the commandment, the sin of sacrilege. Question: why do religious vows have such value? Because they are the foundation of the religious life approved by the Church, in which the members bound together in a religious community undertake to strive always for perfection by means of the three religious vows of poverty, chastity, and obedience observed according to the rules.
Let's pray then for all religious as well as nuns and priests and brothers that will be able to live out the vows that we professed, and just about a week ago we celebrated the Holy Name of Mary, which is the titular feast day of the Oblates of the Virgin Mary, which we as a community, in a concelebrated Mass, we actually renew these three vows, no? And these are called evangelical councils of perfection, so we can become holy as our Heavenly Father is holy. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Intercession of Saint Faustine. May God bless you in a very special way. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.